men, for they may act their dreams with open eyes to make it possible. T. E. Lawrence, The Seven Pillars of Wisdom. 1. Beneath the Mountain Lakes. I was lying in my sleeping bag, staring at the light filtering through the red and green fabric of the dome tent. Simon was snoring loudly, occasionally twitching in his dream world. We could have been anywhere. There is a peculiar anonymity about being in tents. Once the zip is closed and the outside world barred from sight, all sense of location disappears. Scotland, the French Alps, the Karakoram, it was always the same. The sounds of rustling, of fabric flapping in the wind, or of rainfall, the feel of hard lumps under the ground sheet, the smell of rancid socks and sweat. These are universals, as comforting as the warmth of the down sleeping bag. Outside, in a lightening sky, the peaks would be catching the first of the morning sun, with perhaps even a condor cresting the thermals above the tent. That wasn't too fanciful either, since I had seen one circling the camp the previous afternoon. We were in the middle of the Cordillera Huayhuash in the Peruvian Andes, separated from the nearest village by 28 miles of rough walking, and surrounded by the most spectacular ring of ice mountains I had ever